If you're interested in attending Catholic worship, come consider the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. We're located just four blocks up from Soldiers Field Road at 43 Holton Street. You can check out our website at stanthonyallston.org. That's stanthonyallston.org. And come to the 10 o'clock Mass and experience our chanted Liturgy of the Eucharist every Sunday. Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that we, as always, grow closer to you. We ask that we may grow in wisdom. We ask that we may grow in your love, in your service to you, and all that you are seeking to lead us to come to fully appreciate and learn and grow from your grace. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, today is obviously Thursday of the second week of Ordinary Time, and we continue in our listening to the Word of the Lord. And actually, as you know, in this program, we don't read the readings, but I encourage you to do that. You can find a daily missal of whatever. There are various forms. There's the Word Among Us, Daily Word, I believe is another one. There's Magnificat. And then there are also bound versions that you can buy that cover the entire 2 years of daily Mass. And then you can buy another one that covers the entire 3 years of Sunday Mass. And there's also bible.usccb.org, which is where you find the Bible readings for the day as well. So there's all kinds of versions. And actually, what I use is Verbum, which is another one. I use this. It's actually a form of software application that I use. And the reason is because obviously my work is, although anyone can use it, but it's more professional in seeking all the background information on particular readings. So that's what I do. So we see that it's all different forms. And today, what we're looking at is something that's important to see, that Saul starts to get jealous of David. And this begins the tension between Saul and David. And that's an important distinction. Now, in the midst of this is something fascinating. It's Jonathan. Jonathan is Saul's son, and Jonathan and David have a deep personal relationship. It's very well known. And this is something that is, you know, people will say that's unique, but I think that's a model of friendship to which many people have been blessed to have, but all people are maybe you can't say that they're called to have, but it's not something that people should not allow themselves to pursue. So Saul, as the father of Jonathan, and Jonathan and David have a deep, intense relationship that's very well known in the Bible. And one of the things that I always bring up with this is you never see anything written in the account, which is in the 18th chapter, which we'll see, in the account of of David and Jonathan, you never see any account that says this was improper or should not exist or whatever. That you never see that. They had a deep friendship, and it's written as a way of this is their friendship, which tells us that this is something that is open to anyone who seeks this deep friendship. That's an important distinction. What's important also is to understand that they were both rooted in their faith, David and Jonathan, because we all know the great faith of David. We all know that there was Samuel who led Saul in his faith, and you can rest assured led Jonathan as well. So that was an important part as well. So this is an important distinction. But in the meantime, you have this intense jealousy by Saul against David. And it begins here where you see in this kind of celebrity culture, even though obviously it isn't called that or anything else, where David is celebrated as this great hero. And because of that, Saul feels that he's being pushed aside and is very unhappy about this. But this is one of the things that goes on, and he becomes very jealous of David. Now, one of the important things to look at in light of this is the humanity of Saul and David and Jonathan that's essential. I've talked to you before about one thing that Thomas Merton always brought up was the warning of the plaster saints. And a plaster saint is just an expression that means we attribute to the saints inhuman characteristics and take away their human characteristics. So a plaster saint is a statue you may see of a saint anywhere, and that tells you that they lived an extremely holy life without any indication of their humanity. And you can find that anywhere, that concept in any kind of an image that you may find. As a matter of fact, one of the things that's going on, and was going on in our country a few years ago when they were pulling down statues. And why? Because people realized these people had very human attributes, and they pulled down statues in anger for whatever reason they may have had. And in doing so, that was the reason. They were against their human attributes, but everyone had human attributes. We have a great saying in the church: you can go to hell following the imperfections of saints. Because people will say, well, so-and-so saint had, you know, whatever, fight with a particular sin or whatever, and says, you can go to hell following the imperfection of saints, which means if you seek to live just as, and based on their imperfections, then you won't be living a holy life. And we're all called to live a holy life. We're going to talk more about this on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight, which is part of the Voice of St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WEZE 590 AM. Well, as you know, I have a suggestion for you at this time, and that is that you're welcome to come to our 10 o'clock AM Mass every single Sunday. You have a standing invitation to that. That is our chanted Mass, where we chant the responses during the Liturgy of the Eucharist. And if you're looking to come to St. Anthony Parish, and you're looking to say, I don't know if this is going to be my parish, because you don't have one at this time, what I'm encourage you to do is that standing invitation is for you. But if you're sitting at Mass and you don't want to look like you're not contributing, not that anyone really is going to notice, but if you feel very self-conscious about that, write the word radio down on a piece of paper and put that into the collection. That's all you have to do. Just put the word radio on down on a piece of paper. Now, that only goes for St. Anthony Parish in Allston. Doesn't go for any other parish or any other church, so do keep that in mind. If you don't currently call a local parish home and you want to sit in on a Sunday Mass, remember the standing invitation and come on down to St. Anthony Parish. We're located 43 Holton Street in Allston, Massachusetts, and we're conveniently located just a stone's throw from Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Please do not throw the stone at all, even just to measure whether or not I'm accurate. I actually don't think from St. Anthony Parish you're actually going to, if you throw a stone, you're actually going to make it to even the sidewalk of Soldiers Field Road. If you don't know where we're located, we're actually just down the street from Soldiers Field Road, which is where WBZ is. WBZ Television. So if you see BZ Television, you know we're about four blocks or so right behind WBZ. And they're located on Soldiers Field Road. So we're talking about this powerful reality of understanding that David and Saul and Jonathan were human people. And we always have to remember that of any of our heroes, that they were human people. They had their human realities. They had their human faults. They had their human elements of seeking holiness, but they were all very human. And so, you know, you may experience in your life that if you ever encountered, like you could somehow get into some kind of time machine and go back and meet one of your favorite saints, you may be disappointed because you may not understand that they were just as human as everyone else. And one of the interesting things that I always kind of remember is Dorothy Day. And Dorothy, well, there's an interesting context with that too, and we'll talk about that in a second. Dorothy Day, they said, was very gruff. Well, look at the population she worked with, which could be a handful. And of course, she was from New York. Well, she was from San Francisco, but she lived in New York. And of course, New Yorkers, like Bostonians, we can be very gruff, although we don't mean it. You know, that's just the way we can be. And, you know, you go to, like when I was in California, people were really nice to each other all the time. Bostonians are nice to each other in a different way, in a very different way of saying things, a different way of and it's just the way we are. But it's not like Californians. And so she was, they said she was very gruff. But again, she had to deal, she took upon this intense task, along with Peter Morin, to really give everything they had to the poor and to educate people on what the church actually teaches in social justice areas and employment and everything else. The church, for example, we've had this discussion with Bruce Bacardi, is pro-union. Although just because a church, just because a union exists doesn't mean the church necessarily supports everything the union does. And one of the contexts I say that is a union is supposed to work for time off for people to go to church on Sunday mornings. That's one of the things a union is supposed to do. I suppose that would also mean Saturday mornings for those members of the union who are not Christian, but they may be Jewish, and then for Muslims, for time off for Muslims. I'm not sure if it's Saturday or Friday that Muslims take their have their Sabbath, but you know, that's one of the things unions are supposed to work for. We're going to talk more on the other side. No, we're going to talk more tomorrow. But in the meantime, have yourself a blessed day.
I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com. And you can watch online on the free apps or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. Remember, when you're looking for a place to attend Mass, and if you don't already attend Mass at your local parish, come to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. We're located at 43 Holton Street in Alston, just a few blocks up from Soldiers Field Road. And you can check us out. Come to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass and come to experience our Catholic worship at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts.